probably know Avocado Green Mattress for their certified organic mattresses. I've been talking about that lately. But did you know they also make unbelievably breathable natural bedding? From soft organic cotton sheets to light as air silk and lofty down duvets, their bedding is designed to naturally regulate your temperature and keep you cool, comfy, and sleeping soundly all night long. So listen up, hot sleepers. This one's for you. This bedding is perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months. Hello, Texas summer. Avocado sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and they help regulate your temperature so you can sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. And just like those mattresses, avocado bedding is crafted from renewable, biodegradable materials with the highest social and environmental standards. So it's better for you and better for the planet. And beyond that sustainability, this bedding is designed to deliver luxurious comfort that will have you looking forward to crawling into your bed every night. Head on over to avocadomattress.com to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better.
Christian parenting.
Hey friends, we're back. Week 13, we're talking about integrity, and we're going to pray that for our kids. I hope this has been helpful to you. I know for me, it has been super helpful. I would never think to pray all these specific things. And this comes by a Christian parenting journal called Marked by Prayer. And I've just been so thrilled to be able to pray through this with you and think normally on a Monday last year, I wouldn't have been praying about integrity, but here we are together. And so thinking about this morning, I was looking up a few verses. The first is Proverbs 27. It says, "The righteous man walks in his integrity. His children are blessed after him." Love that. Proverbs 11:3 talks about the integrity of the upright will guide them. And I was thinking about the word integrity. And in this journal, my friend Cynthia that wrote it is talking about that integrity is more than how we respond in a given situation or prescribed moral code we follow when life gets tricky. The word integrity comes from the Latin root integer, meaning whole. It's a reference to our whole person, both who we are in public and in private. And I love that. As I've tried to describe things over the years, these big words, I think we've got to be willing and able to put them in terms that kids can understand. And one of the ways we talked about integrity at our kitchen table was it's who you are when no one's looking. Because I think for all of us, and definitely our kids, who we are in front of our parents or in front of our teacher or pastor is one thing, but who we are when no one is looking is really a tale of integrity. It really is a public and private battle. And it's really getting to the root of our heart. Are we going to do the right thing because Jesus is in us and we yearn to do what's right? And even sometimes integrity means going back and saying, you know what? That wasn't right. I'm so sorry. And like all of these, I'm praying today that I modeled that first and foremost for my kids. I can say this is probably one of the top things my dad brought to the table. He is full of integrity and he does the right thing when no one's looking. He does the right thing when it's not popular. He does the right thing in public and private. And I've seen him do that time and time again. I watched him run a business with integrity, and often he could have, you know, had more money or had more opportunities, but he walked away from things and he said no to contracts that felt like it was not being done with integrity and honesty and not going right. And so I really watched him model that for us, and I'm thankful. And so we have an opportunity to do that for our kids, and especially when they come home with a really tricky situation. Let's take this one for example. So recently, I don't know if you know, but the Texas Rangers won the World Series. And so there was a huge parade, and we haven't won a World Series in quite some time. So it was super exciting, but our school did not take the day off. I know that's common in some other places, but our school was not going to take the day off. But there was a lot of kids that were Rangers fans that wanted to go to the parade. And so I emailed in kind of half integrity and said, "Ella is not going to be there today. She's leaving at 10:30, period." I didn't say why. I didn't lie. I just left it. And so the next day I went in and the lady at the front desk said, "You know, it's okay if Ella went to the parade. You can just say." And I said, "Well, I didn't lie." And she said, "Well, some people actually did. They lied because they didn't want their kid to get in trouble." And she was really bummed by that. She was like, "You know, you can just tell the truth." And so I kind of half told the truth. I omitted information. But it really did remind me that in everyday opportunities, little and big, we have a chance to model what it looks like to just be honest and do the right thing in our dealings with people. And especially as our kids deal with tricky situations with their teachers or with their friends, and we've got to coach them on doing not the easy thing or the best thing for them, but what is biblically right, and be having the courage. That's what I want to pray for today, that they'll have the courage to do what's right. And so I want to pray for us today. And this is a tricky one. I think you're like, well, does that just happen? I think it's both. I think we can pray for this, but I also think it is something we can do every day to model that for them. It's not all up to us, but man, we are showing them what it means to follow Jesus in a super practical way in our homes. All right, let me pray for us. Lord, your word is filled with all these things, ways that we can try to be more like you. It's filled with fruits of the Spirit. It's filled with wisdom and integrity. I believe it's one of those ideas from you that it just is wisdom and how we live our lives in a way that reflects you. Lord, you are the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You're the same God when you're with two people and when you're with thousands. And Lord, we want that to be true of our lives and true of our families' lives. So Lord, first, I just thank you for the way that you set up our lives in a way that is the best for us. It's not a, you know, a hard thing to do what's right, but sometimes we do get into situations where it is tricky to follow what is right. So Lord, I just thank you for who you are, the model that you set for us to live lives that are free and lives lives that are glorifying you ultimately. Lord, I thank you for my dad and how he modeled this in our home, and my mom too, that I didn't have to look far for an example of what it looks like to be honest and true and right and follow God when it's hard, when it's difficult, when the easy way out is sometimes just going along with the unkind or the dishonest thing. So Lord, I thank you for my parents. And I thank you that we have the opportunity as parents for our kids that we can model this, but we can also fess up and be truthful when we didn't get it right. Some of our most moments of integrity are when we go to them and say, man, that was really not the best way to handle that. And I wanted to share why. Lord, I pray for Ella and Larson and all the kids that have so much pressure on them to go with the flow and to be cool and to be seen and to be noticed, that with that pressure comes the temptation to be dishonest or to do something that's just popular, not what's right. And so, Lord, as we think about integrity, I pray for our kids that you will just root in them a heart of integrity, one that desires to be like you, one that desires to do the right thing when no one's looking. Lord, I pray these kids will think about who they are in public and in private, that it is the same. It starts to match up because you are in them, and give them courage. Lord, I talked about it earlier, but I really am just pressed that we need courage and our kids need courage to do the right thing, even when it's not popular, because this happens to us every day. That Lord, you will bring them friends and family and those around them that were also wanting to live lives of integrity so it doesn't feel so lonely. Lord, I pray that you will just give them a peace in their heart when they choose the hard thing, that it is full of integrity, that you will just remind them that you see them, that it is a good idea to follow you in all areas of their life. Lord, I pray, Beth Moore said this one time, Lord, I pray that they will get caught. Lord, if there's moments of dishonesty and they are so caught up in a big web of lies, that somehow we will like miraculously figure out what's going on so that we can help get them out of a big tangled mess. Lord, so reveal their sin, reveal our sin, areas where we can just look more like you and come to be honest with what's going on in our lives. Lord, I thank you for these kids. What a gift that they are. I pray that we'll enjoy them this holiday season. I pray that we will have moments just to slow down as a family and just remember what the season is all about. And Lord, I'm just grateful, just sitting here grateful that I get to be a parent, that I get to be around them, that I get to celebrate you in a country where we can do that and pray together as a family. Lord, we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.